The ticket says it's going to take more than back surgery to stop the Normathon. Friday, December 26th, join Norm at Whataburger on Park and Midway in Carrollton on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
435, Big Dick Hunter is going to be out at Just for Feet. He'll be there tomorrow from 11 to 1. That is in Mesquite at LBJ Freeway at Town Center out that way. And it is said that he will have some very, very foxy ticket chicks out there with him. So check it out. Big Dick Hunter, Just for Feet tomorrow. All right, we are joined now here by Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Observer. It's time for another episode of Hey America, It's Terrible. Greetings.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
I'm so distracted by your outfit.
Are you?
Your sweatsuit. But I'm more distracted by the fact that Grego's looking lean. And you look 10 years younger than when I was here like 2 months
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah. He's in fighting shape now. Would you fight Wolanski at fight night now?
No, not at all.
Why not? It'd be a good fight.
No, he's... I'm not that good of a boxer. No, in a street fight? Yeah, I'd take him on a street fight.
Well, you can have the bottle of Crown. You can break that open and shank him.
There's no doubt I can take him on a street fight, but, you know, I got to be able to...
Awesome.
I got to be able to grab and bite his ear off or something.
Stop playing his theme.
That's from my other show, Jerking Off with Robert Wolanski. Which is something
you do that on NPR, huh?
That's what I do on NPR now. In fact, that's what it's called on NPR.
Jerking Off with Robert Wolanski.
You should hear my NPR voice, too. You think this is my NPR voice?
What is your
NPR
voice?
Well, let's hear it then.
Here, read
this.
Come on,
let's hear it.
Hello, America.
Here, just read this, these first two paragraphs in your NPR voice.
From Steve Blow's column?
Yes.
Let me tell you about a couple of recent conversations.
Bull!
One was with my son. Somehow we got off on the subject of affirmative action. Now, Corey is a caring, fair-minded person.
Snake.
That's how you have to talk?
Yeah, because I'm doing these essays now, so I have to read them and have to actually...
Oh, you're doing essays?
Yeah.
So they told you to sound like you didn't take 10 bong hits before you came on the air like you
right.
do here?
Right. It's weird, though.
So you have to write essays and read them on there now, huh?
Yeah.
And what are these essays on?
Oh, I did one about Charlie Brown Christmas last week. About being a Jew who loves Charlie Brown Christmas.
It was terrible.
Expo.
Well, I understand you are here to talk top 10 movies and Christmas movies, right? Is that the idea here?
Absolutely.
All right.
What do you want to start with?
Because movie watching...
I'll tell you what, you need to start with your Christmas movies because I'm assuming maybe a few of those are on your top 10 list.
None of them are.
Well, then screw me.
No kidding. No, none of them are.
Bad Santa's not on your list?
Bad Santa's on my list, but is that a Christmas movie at all?
Well, it's called Bad Santa.
It opened 2 months ago.
What about Elf?
No. It's cute, but it's not on my top 10 list. Bad Santa's
on my top
10 list.
But a good Christmas movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's good. But if you see, have you seen Bad Santa yet?
No, I have not.
Gotta see it. It is not terrible.
I'm going.
It's great. It's most uses of the word of the F word since Scarface.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it make 232.
A lot? 232 in Scarface.
I think it may have more.
Does
really?
Shantae the Midget cuss a lot?
Yeah, very much.
I like that guy.
And Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, terrible.
Billy Bob Thornton in a dressing room. I can't say it here.
All right.
But it's there's not a line.
Well, what's he doing in there?
I want to see it. I want to see. Don't tell me. I want to see it.
America. It's not terrible, America.
All right. Well, what else is worth seeing or not worth seeing? What else is terrible, America?
There's a documentary opening that you probably would be interested in. It's open in L.A. and New York. It's called The Fog of War. It's a great movie. It's about Robert McNamara, former Secretary of Defense.
I'm fascinated with him.
You will love this movie. It's just him talking to a camera for an hour and a half, and it has clips of him, you know, from World War II all the way through Vietnam. But it's basically him explaining, defending, but not apologizing for
Vietnam.
And for the firebombing of, you know, hundreds of thousands in Tokyo as well. He was responsible for that.
Is Rob Schneider in that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go right down to that. Don't start that.
That's a fair question.
It's weird that it's not.
Don't look at me. You did that, not me.
He's right.
Snake.
You want to piss him off again?
Oh, I wasn't here
so
when
he won't
was
come
off.
Back for six more months?
Well, I guess we might as well get Indie Film Guy out now. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, all of my films on my top 10 list are indie films.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No mainstream?
Finding Nemo is the only mainstream film.
Well, what about The Hot Chick, too?
Awesome.
Last Samurai?
No.
Is it bad?
It's all right. It's Dances with Wolves, with swords.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I like Dances with Wolves.
Just Tom,
and I love swords.
Does Tom Cruise overact?
You like sword fighting?
Is Don the Dragon Wilson starring in it?
He is in it. That's the only mainstream film on my list. The three documentaries are on my top 10 list.
Are we done with
Christmas
movies?
Well, you know what he's going to say about Lord of the Rings.
He's not.
Oh, I hated it. It's terrible.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
It's terrible.
Well, he's not into fantasy land.
Well, good.
It's not.
I applaud him for that.
It's long and it's messy and it's boring.
To you.
I applaud him for that. That's great.
The rest of America says it's not terrible. I mean, the New York critics and the Boston critics, they've all given it basically film of the year.
Well, the rest of America is not very smart.
Outside of Mystic
Absolutely.
River. Now, you didn't like 24 grams.
21 grams.
21 grams.
Well, you didn't like that.
No, I thought it had problems. I thought the screwing with the time structure, I thought it was too much. I think the story loses its emotional.
Too contrived.
I think the story loses its emotional impact because of the way it's put together. I think if it had been done straightforward, it would have been a more emotionally fulfilling film.
I kind of agree, because it took me 45 minutes, takes everybody 45 minutes to figure out what the hell's going on in that movie. Why do filmmakers have to do that? Why do they have to justify their existence by tricking it up that much?
I'm not sure why he felt like he needed to for this one, except for the fact that if he didn't, it might have been too much like that Mini Driver David Duchovny movie, Return to Me, which is the exact same plot.
It is. I saw that, too. I think I cried in that movie.
Oh.
I think I did.
It's the exact same plot.
Wuss.
Now, you said in your review in The Observer that the reason that they tricked up that, well, they made it nonlinear is because he was Mexican.
It's weird that I didn't say that. I didn't say that. You're such an ass.
What?
Yeah, this is making me cry. Hand me a tissue, turtle dove.
What else makes you cry, Corby? What other movies did you cry at?
Shawshank, I think I cried.
And Old Yeller.
No, I didn't cry at Old Yeller. I don't think I ever saw Old Yeller.
Don't. You will cry.
Field of Dreams? The end of Field of Dreams?
No.
Dad, want to have a game to catch?
No.
I cried at Diner.
No, you didn't. I don't know what else I cried at. I don't cry very often.
I cried at Deuce Bigelow.
Oh.
Deuce Bigelow?
I don't get it. Robert just comes up here on his own time. We don't pay him anything. Don't even give him a T-shirt. You beat him down
don't
with Rob
even
Snyder.
Give a
All right, can we open the bottle of Crown right now?
Yes,
we can.
Rob, a shot.
And if this is really that bad for you, we'll let you do an essay here.
I brought one.
All right, I want to hear your top 10 list.
I do too.
Capturing the Friedmans is my top film of the year.
Well, normally we hear on the show.
Capturing Frito? Finding Frito?
Finding the Frito.
We go in reverse order. We try to save our number one.
Right. We're all about delayed gratification.
The Company is number 10.
The Company?
What is that?
It's the new Robert Altman film. It's open in New York and L.A. It opens here first week of January at the Magnolia.
Oh.
Indie Film Guy will love it.
Now,
what's it about?
It's about the Joffrey Ballet Company. It's a sort of half documentary, half fiction film. Nev Campbell wrote it and stars in it.
Nev Campbell?
She's great.
Really?
It's really good.
She wrote it?
That little trollop is smart enough to write something?
She's really smart.
Wow.
She was in town last week.
Did you interview
Bitch.
Her?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mike. Yeah. She's so hot.
She is.
Oh, God, she's hot.
Is she hot?
Very
in
much so. Beautiful. Great laugh, too.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Did you see Wild
Did
Things?
You get it on tape?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah,
she's pretty
good. You got the tape of it?
Yeah.
Did you pork her?
Yeah, Danny.
Does she have a laugh like this?
It'll top this one?
Not nearly as good as that one. God. How can you listen to this in your headphones? It's bad enough on the car stereo, but on the headphones, that is the worst sound ever. God. Is there blood coming out of my nose?
Is that blood?
God, boy, one of those on top of the other. Oh man! Okay.
All right.
Okay, the company number 10. What's number 9?
Oh, Raising Lord. Victor Vargas.
Ah, the Nicolas Cage film.
What? What?
No?
No, it's a little independent film.
Oh.
And what's it about?
It's about a couple of young teenagers coming of age in New York City. Very small, little indie film.
A sex romp.
Finding Nemo at number 8.
That's greatness. A fish movie.
That's greatness.
It is a great
good movie.
Fog of War at 7.
What?
Fog of War at 7.
Fog of War.
Bad Santa at 6.
Wait, what's Fog of War?
We just explained
Robert
it.
Robert McNamara documentary.
God. Robert, just elbow him right in the freaking
look,
jaw.
Look, I want you to notice this today, okay?
We it have is to not reset me. Here, okay?
Not me
either.
Not me. We it have to reset. Not me. Well, you come up here, you get pissed off at me every
I'm
time.
I'm not pissed off at you.
I know, but you do every time.
Just the one time.
And it's not me today.
Yeah, it is.
He still it is not.
Still hates me.
I don't hate him, Corby. Don't kid yourself.
All right.
Number 5 is Lost in Translation.
Ah, the Bill Murray movie.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
No, I want to.
You saw really it, Snake?
Yeah.
Good?
Yo, you would love it.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
You know what? That'll be nominated for Best Picture, period, won't it? It's getting a lot of buzz.
I don't know if it'll be nominated for Best Picture. He'll be nominated for Best Actor.
Sex romp?
Yes, it's a Japanese sex romp.
What else?
In America, number 4.
Hey, America?
Hey, America. It's terrible.
What is that about?
It's about Jim Sheridan, the guy who did My Left Foot and In the Name
Jim.
Of the Father.
Jim!
Did he do The Boxer, too?
He did The Boxer as well. It's about his, when he brought
when he
his
had
family
sex with
to
Daniel
America.
Daniel Day-Lewis, basically?
Oh, with his left foot, yeah.
Gross.
Give you my left foot.
Why is he so obsessed with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Because he's a great actor.
He's I agree.
Two of his movies.
3. In the Name of the Father, The Boxer.
Three.
Thank you.
He's not in this one.
Okay.
It's about when Jim Sheridan brought his family to America in 1982.
Oh, this is an Irish thing, right?
It's about Irish immigrants
Excellent.
In America. That is going to be nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, wait a minute. I've seen the ads for that.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
You know, I believe Trailer Evaluating Man didn't care for that much.
Oh, no.
Number 3 is American Splendor, the Harvey Pekar film.
You overrate that.
You what? Have you seen it?
Yes. You overrate that. Good movie. Good film. Top 3.
Is that
3?
The one with Giamatti in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's great.
Pig Vomit.
He's yes. also in the new John Woo movie, Paycheck, with Ben Affleck.
Good.
He's really wasted in that. That's really basically Minority Report remake.
Oh, it is?
Exactly. I mean, it's based on a Philip Dick short story, just like Minority Report.
Danny Lowe. Philip,
Rise above
does Philip Dick make you giggle?
Rise above,
no.
Danny.
He's 37.
Phil Dick does.
39.
Mm-hmm. P. Dick?
P. Dickie.
Number 2 is Spellbound. This is number 2.
Oh, Spellbound.
Have
That's,
you seen this?
Yeah. The Spellbound movie.
Yeah. Have
yeah.
you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
That's
I
number
did.
2?
It's yeah. very good.
I think wow. this is number 2. I think that movie's really amazing.
We've had one of those little mutants on
Didn't the kid
on
who won from this year from Plano? I think the kid who won this year.
Yeah, he was on with Bob and Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably like Coppell or something.
Mm-hmm. What is Bob and Dan?
They do Noon to 3.
It's that crappy show that comes on before us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't worry about it.
And then number 1 would be Katrina Friedman's.
Katrina
But I also like Station Agent. Did you ever see that?
No, with the midget?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Peter Dinklage.
I like that guy.
you always pick movies that don't show anywhere.
They show the Magnolia
they don't
or the Inwood or
anywhere.
The Angelica.
Right.
All right, what about...
Spellbound's on cable, actually, this month.
Sweet.
I saw it the other day. It's really good.
Oh,
Big Fish is good. The new Tim Burton movie.
Oh, yeah.
That opens Christmas.
Grego loves Tim Burton.
But do you like Fish?
You hate Tim Burton?
Yes.
Why?
Because he could screw up a wet dream.
Did you
he
see
screwed,
Ed,
he
did
screwed
you see
up
Ed
Batman.
Wood? Did you see Ed Wood?
Yeah. Very mediocre.
You didn't like Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No, I did like that.
Beetlejuice?
No.
Beetlejuice is funny.
Dumb, stupid. This song has that dark tone to it. It's just... No,
this one doesn't. It's a really good movie.
Did you like Beethoven, the dog movie about the...
It's like the hot chick? Hot chick was great.
Defeated.
I'm defeated.
Done.
I'm just going to give in. The water boy was great.
Now, what else almost made your list? I'm paying attention here.
I am, too.
The House of Sand and Fog. That also opens Christmas.
What about Kill Bill? That looks like it might be good. I can't make up my mind about that.
It's great. It's really good.
See, I thought you liked Kill Bill.
No, I didn't like Kill Bill, actually. I thought it's such a thin story that to split into two movies did it no favors.
Why did they do that? Just because he didn't want to cut it?
Yeah, it was 3 hours.
And you know what? It pretty much failed. When there was all that hype and everybody very anticipated
it
movie.
It did well the first week, but not
it came
afterwards.
Out and all of a sudden, everybody was disappointed in it.
Yeah.
Is he becoming a caricature of himself, basically?
I think he did a long time ago, actually.
You think?
Yeah. When I was at South by Southwest a couple of years ago, we were at a party, and he was sitting there with a line of women who they were all lined up to bend over his knee and have him spank them. That was his shtick for an hour.
That happens for me every guy's night out.
If awesome. I could just direct, then I could have that, too.
Yeah. Spank anyone.
Wouldn't that
you
be
wanted.
Great?
No, spank yourself anymore.
Well, thank you for coming up here. I enjoyed this.
I
found it very enlightening.
I always do. And if you want to switch over to the Protestant side, I'm with you. I'll help you out. We'll celebrate Christmas together.
Take care, Snake.
That is Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Observer. Another episode of Hey Man, It's Terrible. 4:51 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We will take inventory on the A-Rod scene. Just where it is, and is it really dead? And if not, where it might go. That next here on The Ticket.